Hi there, we're so glad that you visited Bible Time. To be faithless means to be without faith or to be an unbeliever. In our Bible lesson today, Jesus says, "Be not faithless, but believing." On the same day that Mary Magdalene had seen the Lord, he also appeared to his disciples. At evening, they were gathered together in one place. They had the doors shut because they were afraid of the Jews. Jesus just came right into the place where they were. He didn't have to open or unlock the door. How surprised the disciples must have been. Jesus greeted them by saying, "Peace be unto you." Then he showed them his hands and his side. Oh, how joyful the disciples were when they saw him. Jesus said to them, again, "Peace be unto you." He also told them what he wanted them to do. "As my Father sent me, even so I send you," he said. Afterwards, he breathed on them and told them to receive the Holy Spirit. There was one disciple who was missing that day. His name was Thomas. The other disciples were so glad to tell him how they had seen the Lord. Thomas didn't want to believe them. He said, "Unless I see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into that print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." 8 more days went by. Again, the disciples were gathered together in a place with the doors shut. Jesus came again right into the place where they were. He said again, "Peace be unto you." This time, Thomas was with the others. Jesus then spoke directly to Thomas. He said, "Reach here to my hand and put your hand into my side, and don't be faithless, but believing." Did Thomas have to do this in order to believe him? No. When he saw the Lord, he knew him. He said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to Thomas, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you believe. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed." We have not seen him as Thomas did, and yet we can believe in him. Jesus said that we are blessed or happy ones. He does not want us to be without faith as Thomas was without faith. We should take him at his word. His word is truth. Do you believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he arose from the dead for you? If you do, then you can receive him into your heart and life. He will come into your life and give you his peace. Won't you believe in him today? If you would you please share your good news with us? If you'd like to hear more about our risen Savior, we will be glad to send you free Bible lessons in the mail. Just leave your name and complete address on our website.